It is 93.7 WEEI. Rich, Ken, Ted Johnson live from the Ketchus Law Studios. No fee unless you won. Steve on line one is mad we're talking about Boston sports and not the World Cup. Steve, what's up, my man?
Come
How you doing?
Steve.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Listen, guys, there's a thing going on. It's called the World Cup.
0-0 right now, Germany and Paraguay.
Yeah, I know it's not your forte, but you know what? You can give a little love back. Like, invite some high school coaches on, maybe for 15 minutes, a day.
I mean, Steve, why do I need a high school coach when I have you? Tell me, what do you want? What part of the World Cup do you want to talk about? Honestly, I'm being serious. What part of the World Cup? Because I love watching the World Cup, except for the games themselves. They've been fairly boring, but everything around it's been fantastic. Please, what would you like to talk about World Cup?
I would like to talk about the fact that 10 African teams qualified, 9 of 10 made it to the round of 32. It's certainly a signal that the game has changed radically since 1994 and that we're seeing the quality of the play in different parts of the world, you know, equalizing, for lack of a better term, shown both by the American team's performance and just shown by the number of players, both for the Americans and for a lot of, for example, the African sides. You know, something like 30% of the guys are playing for top five leagues. So the game has changed. I can't really speak tactically to the game because I'm not an expert, but I think we've seen some really good play.
If you want to hear tactical soccer talk from him,
hold on, Jack.
You know what, Steve? I'm glad you're like, these are cool storylines. Every game I watch, I happen to watch the ones where they're not scoring, and it's been tough. There's been a couple good ones. Like I watched. I know the Cape Verde story is like a great story. Like that's one I'm into. I like that. I like that America's doing well. The American games have been good, but I've been cursed, Steve. Every game I seem to watch outside of a few, there's not a lot going on.
Boring.
Ghana, England was a great game, but
I didn't watch Ghana, England.
Football.
It wasn't on. You called it football. Okay, we can't take you seriously. It's soccer, my friend. You know, it's soccer. You know, you have a Boston accent, my friend. You can call it soccer.
Well, we got our man Charlie Davies on tomorrow, 3:15. He's going to break down the U.S. Bosnia game for us. All right, that's our correspondent.
And we have a high school coach on the morning show.
Yeah, that's right. Shime.
6 to 10, you can hear Shime talk about high school soccer.
Steve, I have loved the World Cup. I really have, and I've been glad it's been here. I've been wildly disappointed with the crowds since Scotland left, though. They've let me down. Like that, when Scotland came here, it was a party. Downtown was a party. Yeah, I don't need to relive all the stuff that we saw down there. I mean, obviously, them drinking out all the bars and everything. Even, like, Iraq had a bunch of, like, partiers. Haiti did.
There were some anecdotal German stories that, because they're playing now, right? They're up against Paraguay. Did you see any German action down there yesterday?
No, Germany has been, I don't want to say non-existent, they've been around, but they're not, no one parties like the Scots, one's party at the Scots. Chris in Cape Cod on line two is mad that I called soccer boring. I did not call soccer boring. I said the games that I happen to watch have been boring. Do you understand that, Chris?
Well, I do, but on the same token, I think that let me give you my backstory. My family played. My grandfather played for Liverpool. My father played for Liverpool.
Wow, he must have been good then. You got to be good to play for Liverpool.
Well, yeah, but setting that aside, I think Americans don't like the game, or they find some of the games boring because, number one, the scoring is low, right? Because the fields are huge. We're used to looking at football fields, hockey arenas, you know, basketball courts that are much, much smaller. And so there is very quick up and down, and the play is extremely fast. Where soccer, if you look and take the time to look at the game as a whole, is a beautiful game because you've got long distance passes that the average guy couldn't do on any turf. But
Chris, I understand, and I totally appreciate how people have fallen in love with the beautiful game, but I don't want to see passes. I want to see a pass that in front of the goal that it leads to a goal, but midfield passes, snooze.
Like, right. I understand that, but that's part of the way the game has been set up, where they're playing on such large fields or pitches, right?
Yeah.
That's the issue.
If the field's too big. That's the problem. Make it smaller. Make it smaller for more scoring. Make the net like three times as big. Make them. Let's make this happen.
No, but here's the thing, right? That's us as Americans. The rest of the world doesn't see it that way. We see it that way because we're used to the sports that we have. The rest of the world only has one sport. Well, two: Formula One and soccer. Right?
They don't
watch anything else, really. I mean, Japan has baseball, you know, but for the
cricket's
most part,
big in, like, you know, India, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. But for the most part, they only have soccer. And that's why these guys like the Scottish are so fervent about their team, because that's all they have.
Well, Chris, there was something kind of cool. There was a video that they went out to Fenway Park yesterday, a bunch of people, and they interviewed, I guess the Germans were there. And they sure as hell didn't represent like Scotland did, because it didn't sound like there were a bunch of Germans there, but there were. But they were being interviewed, this group of Germans. They're like, well, what do you think about baseball? And they're like, I know a lot of people talk about how by the way, I can't do a German accent. I know a lot of people talk about how soccer is boring. Well, we think baseball is boring. And I thought Rod Bradford was going to bust through, you know, the tarp and like take him down. But I get it. It's like, you know, we're used to baseball, and you could think that it's, you know, I could see how someone from the outside looking in is like, dude, this is taking forever. But soccer's just, as I said, like I'm unlucky in that almost every match that I've watched has been the one where it's 0-0 or it's 0-1, and I appreciate it. But I also think that the reason soccer crowds are so crazy and they sing so many songs is because they're bored during matches.
Now, tomorrow, if it's 0-0, U.S. and Bosnia, late in the match, that will be exciting. Like, if you have a rooting interest in it, that's the biggest part of it, right? You just have to have a vested interest in one of the teams.
Yeah,
that
but
really
nil at the end of the match, sure. It's kind of exciting. Like, please, yeah, like that. You're right. If it's an elimination game, absolutely.
Yeah,
like that part's great. But I mean, these ones that can end in draws.
Oh, we're past that now.
Add fireworks to both baseball and soccer. There we go.
But this is to say, the NHL dealt with this too. By the way, before like they had the big lockout in the early 90s, there, whatever it was, the mid 90s. The clutching and grabbing, like the trap, and we had people bitched about low scoring there, and it's evolved.
And Ken, I will also say that unfortunately, this year's World Cup isn't doing a lot to dispel the reputation of flopping from soccer players.
No, that's part of it.
It honestly looks like they've been sniped. Like, it looks like somebody has shot them from the rafters.
Of course,
and you'll see it, and like they will get breathed on. Now I know why you do it, because if it looks like you ended up, you know, getting harmed, then it's a benefit to your team. So, sure, I would teach flopping.
Well, you like Les Mis. I mean, that's part of the drama, you know?
It's part of the drama. There's no question. It's very dramatic. But it's a tough thing to be an outsider and not be huge into soccer. And I want to like it so bad. I've watched so many matches, and I've gone to a couple bars to watch some matches, but I end up just like, looking at my phone.
Oh, squirrel.
Because they're not even what do they call it? The box? They're not even in the box. Like they're midfield.
What the corner kicks, like how often do you score off a corner? Because I feel like you get like 20 or 30 and you get maybe one that really goes in.
And you get excited, right? It's like, oh, corner kick, here we go. Because you expect them to like kick it in, and then some guy does a header into the net. Right. You're like, woo! Soccer.
That percentage needs to be higher. Somehow they gotta make corner kicks lead to more offense.
It does. It does. And you know what? And I was lucky enough one time when I went over to Munich to go to a real soccer match over there.
Oh, Paraguay goal, by the way. As I speak, Paraguay 1, Germany 0. So we might have an upset on our hands here at Boston Stadium. So let me keep you posted.
There you go. And you know what? I took a look, and there was something online that I guess Boston is the second like highest
market,
World
yeah.
Cup watching market
yes, yeah.
out of all of them. Only Kansas City, I think, beats it.
Correct.
But Boston's right there. And as I said, my TV does not turn off. Like, when the World Cup's on, it just stays on. I just turn it on, whatever game's going to be on. I mean, there's a lot less now. But it's been great. I've loved it. It's been like the Olympics. You just keep it on in the background. You constantly watch it. It just seems any game that it's not on in the background that I make effort to watch, it happens to be the one where nothing is going on. Hell, even, what's his name? Ronaldo played the other night, and that was a nil-nil game, right? Didn't that one end up being like a nil-nil?
I don't know.
Yeah, I went to a bar to actually watch that, and it was like nothing happened.
And well, it's taken off now.
As I said, I'm still all in. I can't wait. I love that the USA team is kicking ass and taking names. That's been fun to watch. And go Cape Verde. So, although I just got a text that said, I guess the story isn't as great as I thought it was. So something bad.
Yeah, one of the players has some accusations filed against them. Yeah, that's not great.
Oh, well, then I take back everything I said. By the way, somebody who will not take back the things he said because he is a reporter, somebody who upset Jaylen Brown very much so over the weekend, not for the words he said, but for something he reported. We are going to have Bobby Marks. He's the person who reported that he had an analytics guy tell him that Jaylen Brown would be the seventh best person on the Boston Celtics, according to analytics, and that really ticked off Jaylen. So we will have Bobby Marks on. We're not going anywhere. We'll have him on with us in 2 minutes.